This is Ian Plessard at the Guildford Spectrum. I'm here with Guildford City manager Donovan Chislett. The final score was 3-2 to Ashford Town. What were your views on the game? I thought we were very unlucky not to get anything out of the game, and they were a very good team, I thought.
Yeah, I think you look at the results and you look at their position in the league and you think that, you know, you've done well there. We certainly had a very good opportunity towards the end to make it 3-3, and a lot of our play was good, but I think on the other side of the day, did create a lot, and it's very clear that's where we need to improve. I look at the goals they scored, two from set pieces, the other one where we just haven't got the cover in defence, and these are basic elementary defensive errors that we're making and that we made in our last game too. So it might be a case of, you know, we haven't played for 2.5 weeks, we need to bear that in mind too. So it's a bit of rustiness in there, but again, the boys just kept going, didn't they? They just kept going right to the end. So the character and the spirit's there. We certainly need to brush up our defensive play.
As you say, I mean, Ashford and Molesey, two defeats in a row, but they're right up there, and the game's coming up. The teams are not as high flying. Are you hoping to go forward from this game into those games?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to go into it with that mindset where you look at games and think we can do X, Y, and Z in certain games. I think particularly at this stage of the season where teams at the bottom are fighting for their lives, I think you've got to go into every game trying to get maximum out of it. But certainly our approach when we came out at half time, we changed the shape to go for it. We went two up front, so it's, you know, and I think every game we go into, no matter who we play, we have to go for it.
It looks like we went 3-1 down, and I think before it might have gone 4-1 or 5-1, but Holland's absolutely cracking goal to make it 3-2, and we just wouldn't give up. And Ashford are putting it in the corner, wasting time because they know they're in a game and they might not actually win it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't legislate for what has gone on, you know, early in the season or how the team might have reacted to that situation, but I think it's been a common theme that in the last 2.5-3 months that the boys just keep going. That's pleasing, but again, you know, we can't keep saying that. There needs to be an improvement on some of our technical play, and hopefully once we do that, then that combined with the fighting spirit we have in the team will lead to more points.
I think that's getting from your body language. That's the most frustrating thing, that we played really well today but no points.
Yeah, no points. It is. There was a lot of good play, but you know, you got to take positives out of it. We play again in what, 3 days time. You know, and there's not, you know, we went over the areas we need to improve, and we will try hard again to rectify those situations, whether it's players trying harder or whether it's me changing the personnel slightly or whatever. We need to be better. But I also said, you know, there were a lot of positives out of that. That team are third or fourth in the league, and like you say, in the last 3 or 4 minutes they were wasting time to get the results. So that shows you that we put up a very good performance.
Good luck for Tuesday, and thanks very much for your thoughts on it.
Thank you, and cheers.
Thank you.